I've been expecting you. Welcome to my home. I do so hope that you like it. Of course, I know why you're here. I know exactly why you're here. You're here to kill me. I know all about it. I know all about your plan, and I know all about you. Darling, you don't get to be the number one assassin in the world without picking up a few tricks. I know all about you. And I know you want to be the best. And to be the best, you need to take me out. And that is so flattering. I mean, that is so... Sorry. I'm just really excited that you're here. I'm so excited that you're here. You're actually here in my house. You are in my house. Let me just take a breath. Just a little bit giddy. You're here. You're actually here. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? You can believe it because you planned for this. Your plan. So detailed. So wonderfully detailed. So complex. So impressive. Sorry. Yay. I am the biggest fan. I am your biggest fan. No, I am your biggest fan. I promised myself I was going to play it cool because, you know, I'm the number one assassin in the world. And, you know, that means nothing because you are here. And you are so, so... Can I have your autograph? Would you mind? I mean, I know. I'm like a... Like an FBI agent on her first day. Ooh, can I have your autograph, please? Wow! That's awesome. Oh, you have really nice handwriting. What? This isn't a trick. This is... No. This is not a trick. You are amazing. You are truly... You are so... pretty. I mean, you're not pretty. I didn't call you pretty. I respect you in a professional capacity as an assassin, because as an assassin, you are just so pretty effective, prettily effective. That's a thing. Effectively pretty awesome. You're pretty awesome. I've saved it. You're pretty awesome and so pretty. You are quite ridiculously attractive. I mean, are you real? You're real. Sorry, I just poked you, but you're real and you're... Wow, you're just so... I can't believe you're here. This is... Okay, this is a big deal for me. This is a massive deal. I am a fan. A big fan. I mean, I have scrapbooks of all your kills just because, I mean, you are so good at what you do. Just... So good. You are the best. I mean, almost the best. I mean, well, you are the best. I mean, so. Would you like a cup of tea? Maybe some biscuits? I baked some. Well, I baked a lot. I wasn't quite sure what you liked because I did try and find out, but no one knew. No one knew. And I asked everyone and they all said the same thing. We don't know. Please don't kill us. Is that a corgi? It's really cute, but please don't kill us. Have you met Portly? Portly, come on. This is Portly. He's my corgi. Portly, this is them. I know. I talk to my corgi because he's so adorable. He's not fat. I mean, some people... call him fat, but I mean, they die. What? No, I don't kill them. Oh, no. Yes, I totally kill them because I'm an assassin. I'm the number one assassin. And do you like that? I mean, do you like that? But I mean, does that impress you that I'm a really good assassin? And I kill people for just calling my corgi fat. Totally kill them. I kill them dead. Because I'm an assassin. I mean, some people might say that I'm clumsy, but I'm not. I am highly skilled. And I've said too much. Biscuit? What's wrong? Is it the biscuits? Portly, bring the other ones. What do you mean you ate them? You did not eat all... I'm so sorry. Just bear with me 1 second. Portly. There were 200 biscuits there. Can't believe you ate... Well, I can believe you ate... Oh my... Do you know how embarrassing this is? Do you know... Okay, did you eat the cake? All of it? I am so sorry. We only have custard creams. And I understand that not everyone likes custard creams. I just thought that... Oh, you do like custard creams? Well, I offered you a biscuit and you had this look on your face that made me think that you didn't. But you do, so that's great. Wait, if the look wasn't about the biscuits, what was it about? I'm not what you expected. Am I prettier? Am I? I am. Yay. Yay. So how was I not what you expected? Because I'm guessing that you did your research because you are scarily good at your job and scarily attractive and you smell really good. Not that I'm being creepy. I mean, I'm not sniffing you or anything. I'm just, you know, you're standing pretty close and... I'm a big fan. So I'm not what you expected. What did you expect? I am an assassin. I am. I'm totally an assassin. I am the world's greatest assassin. Well, just because I'm an assassin doesn't mean that I can't be... Did you just call me adorable? Did you just... Portly, I'm adorable. They think I'm adorable. They think I'm in with a chance, Portly. When I say I'm in with a chance, I mean, I don't have a crush on you. I totally do not have a crush on you. I mean, just a slight crush because you are very attractive. yeah, you're right. You are here to kill me and you know what? That doesn't matter because, I mean, everyone has their flaws. Everyone has their, you know, little things that you have to, you know, work through because, you know, that's what you do when you like someone. And I really like you. I mean, I have flaws. I've enabled my dog to the point of biscuit addiction. 200 biscuits and a cake. That's not normal. That is a flaw. I mean, where my corgi is involved, I kill people. I don't kill people. I would never. I kill. I am. I'm a stone cold killer. I can't do it. I can't lie to you. I can't lie to someone that I love. I mean, I don't love you. I mean, I love you a little bit. Just because, you know, you're so awesome. So, there's something you should know. I'm not actually an assassin. I mean, I am an assassin, but I'm not an assassin. I'm just really clumsy. Really clumsy. Like super, super clumsy and I never meant for it to happen. I didn't I mean, it wasn't my fault. Okay, it was my fault. I just had a little accident and someone died, but everyone thought that I killed them, and then suddenly people were offering me money to kill people. And I needed the money because Portly has biscuit addiction. I don't. I do. I have a biscuit addiction. And a tea addiction. And when people offered me money, I bought a lot of teapots. And and the good tea's really expensive, and then I had to kill people, and... Have you ever played Hitman? Well, I thought I could just do stuff like that. And it kind of worked, because I would do something, and then something else would happen, and then they would die in a freak accident. And suddenly, I'm the number one assassin in the world, which is, you know, great for my tea addiction, because it pays really well, and... It's pretty bad right now. I'm pretty addicted. But I like to think of it as just being really, really English, like intensely English. And also, being English helps with being an assassin because apparently all assassins have an English accent. Or fake it. That's my theory. Actually, I'm not sure if every assassin has an English accent. Maybe... Oh no. Oh no, I know what happened. I know what happened. You see, I was telling some of the other assassins about my theory, and then they all started talking with an English accent. And I thought it was because I was right, but it wasn't. It's because they thought I was going to kill them. So what? Oh yes, super clumsy. Not an assassin. Big fan. So, if you're going to kill me, do I get a last request? I mean, that's civilized, right? And you're super civilized and super attractive and smells super good. So, how about a date? A date. With me. You know, the two of us. Number one assassin. Number one assassin. And you know, we could have a good time. You know, we could go to Nando's. I mean, we don't have to go to Nando's. I don't think Nando's is fancy. I have been to lots of posh restaurants. It's just... Have I mentioned that I'm super clumsy? And super adorable. You think I'm adorable? Portly, I'm adorable! I'm adorable. So, is that a yes? To a date?
Yes!
Yes! We're going on a date! Bawley, it worked! It worked! We're going on a date. I am going to die a happy woman. I am not. I'm not going to die a happy woman. Oh. Okay. I mean... I get it. I mean... You've changed your mind. You don't want to go on a date, so... Okay. I won't die a happy woman, but... So you haven't changed your mind about the date. So, I'm going to die a happy woman?
Bortley, the date's back on! Yes! Where do you get that biscuit?
No, give me the biscuit.
Give me.
Corgis. Cute. But. Oh. Anyway, our date. So what? You're not going to kill me? What do you mean you're not going to kill me? But you came all this way, you did all this research, you made all this effort. What? You're not going to kill me because I'm not the number one assassin? Yes, I am. I am totally the world's number one assassin. Oh, bum, I did just tell you that I'm just really clumsy. Bum! I really wanted to go on a date with you because you're super awesome and so cute and I'm your biggest fan and we're still going on a date? Yay! Yes! We're going on a date. We're going on a date. And then we'll fall in love. I mean, we won't fall in love because I'm already in love with you. I mean, I'm not in love with you. I'm totally in love with you. And you're not going to kill me, which makes you even better because I have to admit, I was having a tiny little bit of trouble with the whole... You killing me, but I thought it would be all romantic, so to be honest, I think I've been hanging out with Portly too much. He really likes romance novels, and obviously he can't read, so I have to read them to him. They're not mine, they're his. They're all his, not mine at all. They're mine. So if I'm not the world's number one assassin, that means that you're the world's number one assassin, right? So technically, I'm the girlfriend of the number one assassin in the world! Not that I'm your girlfriend. I mean, that's a bit presumptuous. We haven't been on a date? I'm your girlfriend? Really? Are you sure? Because I'm your girlfriend. Yay! I should say that me and Portly come as a package deal and, well, you're going to have to kill a lot of people to keep us in biscuits. I'm worth it. Aww. You're so sweet. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone because you're the number one assassin in the world. And I'm your girlfriend! And Portly's your corgi! No, you can't take it back now. I'm your girlfriend. Yay! So, are we going on a date? We are? Yay! Because I have a Nando's black card. All the Nando's we can eat forever. I really like Nando's. You've never been to Nando's? Oh, darling. I have so much to show you. A whole new world. Sorry, I thought it kind of worked, but it didn't really work. So, should we go? Nando's awaits. No, Portly, you're not coming.
Well, you should have thought of that before you ate the biscuits. Don't you pout at me. No. I am stronger than that. I don't... Fine.
Portly's coming. You don't mind, do you? You don't? Oh, you're the best and you smell so nice. I didn't sniff you. I've just got a cold.
So nice.
Do you still think I'm adorable? You do? Yay!